I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it. The Burt Show.
I love when you guys send me DMs on Instagram with content that we can actually use. This is freaking awesome. So yesterday we got into this conversation. How did we get into the breastfeeding conversation yesterday?
Well, Abby sent a content email.
So I had seen something on the Shade Room where a woman and her husband were trying to justify why he breastfeeds from her own breast. And then you guys were like, well, you obviously haven't heard of the ninny. And I was like, yeah, I have not.
And nor do I want to, but you did anyway.
I wish I could Men in Black my mind from yesterday.
No, you don't. Yes. You loved it, and you will refer back to it on your podcast. I guarantee it. But after that, the ninny call from years ago was a woman that was in like her 20s that for comfort used to take to her mom's breasts as an adult.
And she took the breast when she was high stress.
People have been talking about it for 15 years, right? We thought it couldn't get any freakier than that. And then yesterday we got more that even trumped those.
Yeah, we got more phone calls. One from a woman who worked at a daycare. And apparently the parents of a four-year-old admitted that she breastfed her four-year-old and her husband at the same time.
Damn.
Two for one.
Damn.
People are nasty.
Yuck. There are some other stories like that yesterday, and then I get this one from one of you guys today. I'm not really sure who Julia Hart is in the celebrity world.
She's a professional wrestler and
former cheerleader.
Okay. So from page six, Julia Hart revealed she breastfed her brother, who is 23 years her junior and just a few months younger than her eldest daughter, after her mom asked her to.
So Cassie and I were discussing this. We need some more details.
That's all I got.
All right. Because if he was an infant, right? So her mom had her, and then years later, she has a sibling, but it's a baby, and she has just had her own baby, and so she is engorged, and she's producing milk, and her mom is not, and she wants breast milk for her baby, but she can't produce, so she asked her daughter to do it for her brother. I don't think it's as, now that I'm saying it, I don't think it's as weird.
But it's all under the umbrella of weird. Just not as high up.
So some more details. She had just given birth to her daughter. So her brother at the time was also a baby.
Yes.
So it was two babies. But then later on, and I don't know how to pronounce it, she was in a community in New York that sort of eschewed modern beliefs, which she ended up leaving at the age of 42. So it sounds like there was another added element onto that. Not like a cult, but it was like some kind of really religious group.
Mm. Like, I wouldn't put my brother to my teat, but I would pump for him.
But at that point, like, I'll be honest, if I just had a baby and my brother is, like, my mother had a baby, I'm not, even though that baby is biologically my brother, it doesn't seem like my brother because it's just a baby.
Do you want to walk that back? Are you sure that you don't want your brother on your teat?
I am 99.9% positive.
But you said you'd be fine with pumping for your brother and...
Yeah, and giving the milk to my mom so she can give them to my brother.
It's a wet nurse.
That's gross.
No, it's not. That wet nurse exists.
Your milk to your brother?
Yeah, there's, what's wrong with
it? Hey, sis, top me off on my Fruit Loops.
If I'm
the brother, no thank you.
She's not giving it to her brother. She's giving it to the brother for the child.
No, I'm giving it to my brother. I'm giving my milk to my brother.
Yes.
I'm giving it to my mom, who just gave birth to my brother. So he... Well, there is nothing gross about it.
It's literally not gross. It's gross if you are sexualizing it, which sounds like y'all are, but wet nurses exist. You can hire people to breastfeed your baby.
Who aren't related to you.
But that milk doesn't... It's not like they're going to... It's like an incest breast milk. That's not how that works.
Did you...
That's fine. Next time, if one of you guys have a kid, just go ahead and throw somebody a glass.
No, there are breast milk supply banks. You can donate your breast milk if it's in within certain parameters
for other
moms.
People.
It doesn't feel weird to you that it's the same relative at all?
The request, if my mom came to me and said, can you breastfeed your brother? That's weird. I would feel weirded out. But if she came to me and said, I can't produce, can you give me some breast milk? I'd be like, okay, sure. Yeah. It's not weird.
I would hop in the freezer and I would pull out whatever I had pumped and froze. Yeah. And like, here's the stuff that's about to expire. Enjoy.
Let's put it this way. If your mom came to you and said, can you share some pizza with your brother? The pizza that you cooked.
Oh,
is that weird?
God.
It's so different.
Yes, it is.
What oven did it come out of?
It's just food. It's literally just food.
It is sustenance. It is food.
Did the pizza come out of my man boobs?
Yes, it did.
It's not like a gross bodily discharge like urine. No. It's literal food. That's all it is.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. All I know is this guy is getting roasted in a group chat somewhere.
Probably.
And that's your entertainment bus.
Get it. The Burt Show.